Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now, this bloke here, Brian, we keep saying this when we get a guest on and the board lights up with what?
Keeper. Oh, he's very good.
Keeper. This bloke here, put the gloves on, have slips cord next to him. He's a keeper. His name's Toby Rudolph. He's from down there in the Shire. He's on the line. G'day, Tobes.
G'day, boys. How are we going?
We're going outstanding, but we'll get better, won't we, Brian?
Yeah, we are. Mate, let's just get straight into it. The hair. Does it feel a bit strange on having those Samson-like locks?
Somewhat. I mean, the first sort of few days was a bit, just a bit strange getting used to it again. It's been 6 days now, almost a week's gone by, so I'm getting used to it. But definitely helped a lot when I was playing in the 40-degree heat in Canberra to not have a heater on my head, so that was nice.
What made you, I mean, I know why you did it. You've done it for the Leukemia Foundation, but were you approached to do it, or was it something a little bit more closer to yourself?
No, it wasn't anything. I've never really had sort of a personal affliction or anything with blood cancer or anything like that. But I think it was maybe around January or late December. I was just sort of going through pre-season, middle of summer. I was just like sort of hating the fact that, I don't know, I just had to keep tying my hair up. It was in my face every time I'd try and get a gulp of air, it'd just be hair in my mouth, and I was kind of sick of it. So I just sort of wanted to get rid of it at that point. Looked up when the world's greatest shave was, and it was about 2 months down the track when I first looked. So I just sort of lined up perfectly and went down through the Sharks team, and they sort of got it all sorted, got it all set up, and here I am now, a bold man.
Toby, we just had Felix von Hoff, who was the Bachelor in the recent series, one of the Bachelors for that matter, Felix von Hoff, and we're talking about, if there was a rugby league sort of personality that had to go into the world of reality television, we reckon you'd be the man. No matter what it would be, Brian, it could be, what are some of the reality TV programs?
I'm a Celebrity, get Me Out of Here.
Maths, Big Brother.
I tell you what, here's one. Dancing with the Stars.
I've
seen him dance at Coogee Pav one night. Holy hell.
Toby, what would be your sort of show, you reckon? The Bachelor, what would it be?
Oh, not The Bachelor, because I get just too nervous talking to women. I'd be sweating bullets and it'd be just a hot mess. But I don't know, Dancing with the Stars sounds all right. Learning how to do a cha-cha, learning how to do a waltz would be a nice handy pickup skill. I could actually foxtrot. I could dance with a partner at the Coogee Pav instead of just hacking the floor solo. So.
Yeah, I don't reckon that's happening to you. Can I, let's get straight into let's talk about the Sharkies. 1-2 to start the season. Now, how's Fitzy been? Because I know Fitzy instilled a lot of his beliefs are in about defence, and all the last premierships winning teams have had great defence. You blokes, 27, 26 and 24, has that been a concern, do you think, Tobes?
Oh, for sure. Like you sort of hit the nail on the head there, Fletch, by saying defence wins premierships. It's a saying that is sort of spoken throughout the Sharks, definitely. I think we're second last at the moment for points conceded for the first three rounds. So, look, it's definitely not how we wanted to start, but at the same time, it's not panic stations. It's round three, and, you know, Fitzy's putting his own hand up. He's sort of he'd be the first person to critique his own coaching, we're all trying to find some answers as to sort of what's gone, not necessarily wrong, but what's changed since last year. So, like I said, we're finding some answers, but I can't tell you, obviously, because otherwise the opposition will hear it and they'll try and counteract that. So what I will say is that we're working on it, and early rounds, early doors, but plenty of work to do.
Did you – actually, we've got a text here from Lundy. He thinks there's a good one called Rudolph Wants a Wife. That's not a bad go. We can come in. Did you do anything different in the off-season, Tobes? Do you think, like personally, did you train too hard, not enough, or did you go on one of those rank army camps?
Are you talking about the off-season or the pre-season?
Well, same thing, pre-season. Sorry, Off season, yeah. What did I say? Off season.
Very different.
No, I was with you. I was with you with the off season. Let's not go there. Let's do preseason.
Yeah. the preseason. No, it was. We did do an army camp. It wasn't like a full one. It was sort of like a half army camp, more about, just team culture and building a new sort of Sharks team together. But it wasn't like a 2-day slog of no sleep or anything like that. There were some hard bits to it. I can't really put my finger on it. Where we sort of changed, like we even had a very small personnel shift, only sort of gained Oregon Kafusi. We lost Aiden Tolman and Fifita, but Fifita still hangs around the club. So as to what exactly gone wrong, I think it's just a mindset thing for us. I think we might have maybe been just sort of reliant that last year would just pick up where we left off this year. But it's not the case. We've still got to put the work in, and I think we might have been a bit naive and just thinking that we would just roll around and have that solid defensive line that we were going to have last year. So it's just putting the work back in and identifying what traits and where we're going wrong and just fixing that up.
Brian, I'll tell you another show you could do for reality TV, Tour Guides.
Oh, yeah.
So him and the Dalian medalist who's back this week, Nico Hines. I saw him scarpering around sort of Northern America. How was that, Tobes?
It was unreal as soon as Nico left. It was a real good time. Nico only likes to eat steak and mash, so in terms of actually eating and trying new cuisines, that was not really afforded by traveling with Nico Hines. He likes his things the way he does and doesn't like to do new things, which is not very ideal to travel with someone like that. But no, we had a great time in Austin. We went and saw the Red Hot Chili Peppers live at a music festival. They went there for 3-4 days and danced the night away together in a few places. Went to Mexico together. So no, we had a great time together, and I could definitely see myself being a tour guide. I think Nico would sort of just stay home in Sydney and maybe just do a live cross. I don't really see him sort of getting out of the country anytime soon. But look, anything's on the cards.
Are you both still in the market? A couple of rugby league bachelors.
We've had some
close scares, the both of us actually. Oh. I had a close scare in November, and Nick had a close scare recently, but it turned out that we can't be held down at this point. Still looking for someone to sort of show us the way and be that perfect match to complete us. But
perfect match.
Yeah, still on the search. Still on the hunt.
Match, yeah, there's another one.
You could host that, Toast. Yeah. Now tell us a bit about the podcast with Nighty. We had Liam on a couple of weeks ago, and he was talking about that you and him are starting a podcast. Is that still a goer?
We actually recorded our first episode today.
There you go.
So, yes, it's called Stuck in the Middle for all the good listeners there of SCN. Stuck in the Middle is a podcast coming out. No idea what platform it'll be on or anything at all. But when I do know, you'll be the first to know. I hear that we're getting you as a guest on, Brian, in the coming weeks.
Definitely. I said that, and I'm a man of my word.
Just check my calendar again, please, Brooks.
Can I ask you this? Do you have to get approval from the Sharks to do something like this?
Well, we actually had a feed today after recovery at the RSL, and it word got out a little bit. The boys were sort of asking about the podcast and stuff, and the manager, Darren Mooney, head of football, said, you might want to tell Fitzy that you're actually starting this podcast. And I thought, yeah, that's a good idea. Mm-hmm. So just as I left on the way out, I said, see, Fitzy, mate, start a podcast today, and walked out. So didn't want to get the no's or the can-dos and can't-dos. I just sort of learn on the run and see how we go.
And are you going to have an opening like Chad Townsend's one? Is there going to be like you, Rabs, just commentating you scoring a try? Yeah. I'm thinking of the one against the Bunnies last year. I don't know if you've been on Chad's.
I was one of the foundation guests. I laid the groundwork for that show.
Yeah, so did you think that was a bit odd when he had himself being commentated as the opening theme to the podcast?
Look, at the time, I was very new to the podcast scene. I was a bit naive, it might say. I was a bit green. I thought it was a bit strange. What I thought was even more strange was when he sort of started miming Rabs' words about himself. That was a bit. I was like, maybe don't do that next time.
And fending off. I didn't mind
Valentine.
The fending off. But no, I tell you what, he beats to his own drum, and so do you. So I can't wait to be onto this. Is it going to be after a game or before a game? Because I need to know which sort of Toby I'm getting.
It'll be, well, we recorded it today for the first time. It'll just sort of depend on Liam and I's schedules and what lines up. We're also using the Buy Around podcast office space. So it'll be dependent on when James Graham can fit us in. He's been so kind to let us use his space for the first, while we're just sort of getting off the ground. So, yeah, you'll be updated, don't worry. And Joel, of course, you'll be a guest soon as well. Oh, yeah. I heard you before.
We've got any sponsors? So we've got any sponsors already?
Absolutely zero. Didn't know how to ask. Don't know how to do that yet. We're just learning. We're learning. We're in our infancy. You don't really know about sponsors and how to get that. Do you know what it is?
What was today's rundown? Give us an idea of what we're selling here. So what do you have in the rundown?
So we actually didn't have a run sheet at all. We just sort of spitfired it.
Sounds
just,
like you
know, talking about adversity and about you know, injuries and about sort of both our lives and how we grew up and went down the non-conventional route to become an NRL player and all that sort of stuff. And then most of it was just talking smack about absolutely nothing. So it's sort of it's kind of like you guys, just talking smack on for 3 hours and getting paid for it.
Yeah. Right. Oh, are you getting paid, Sugar? who was on, did you say? Did I speak to
him? No, you just said 90, him and 90.
Yeah, I know, but someone, who was your guest today? You can't speak about it.
No, there wasn't a guest today. Do we need a guest? Or were you not?
No, because you said you started today. I didn't tune out because I'm going. I think I'm a guest.
Yeah.
You know, I think you just assumed, and you know there's the saying, assuming makes an ass out of you and me.
Exactly. Exactly.
What's the other assume thing?
Did you ever see the, so this is the ABC, which is the FBI creed.
Mm.
Get ready for this. If you want to, Toby, write this down. ABC.
Okay.
Assume nothing.
Believe no one. Confirm everything.
Correct. ABC. Is that something Fitzy uses? Because if he has, he's stolen it.
I can't confirm or deny that.
Yeah, well, you've just confirmed it.
Can you confirm or deny whether you're at the premiere of Jason Stevens' movie Finally Me?
I was not. Dale and Nico were there, yes. And they said it was a great film, but that's all I've heard. I love Jason Stevens growing up with Trent the flight attendant and Jathan from the Footy Show back in the day. That was the days.
I've got to say, it is a good little film. I took the kids there, Brian, and I did find it pretty amusing that this, it's a really wholesome sort of movie, and it's about this young girl cheerleader and her mates, and the demographic is probably not Nico and Dale,
gotcha. But
they've gone as a date together, these two bullocking blokes sitting next to each other throughout the cinema.
And just supporting.
Yeah, supporting Jason.
Big Steamer.
Fantastic.
Hey, Toby, now you are one of the legends up there at the Dolphins. You won a competition up there. Were you surprised at their success, or are you surprised that they're three from three now?
Yeah, most definitely. I don't think anyone other than the Dolphins organization would have predicted that, especially against some quality opposition. But I think we'll see how they go. It's safe to say that they're going to be a general contender at this point, 3-0. Only them and Brisbane are undefeated at this point. It's going to be a cracker of a game when they play this week. And I think what surprised me, although I know he's a quality player, is just Kafusi's defence just absolutely snapping blokes in half. I think that just sort of lifts the team's energy whenever you can do that to an opponent. So it's been leading the way for them down there, and they've been, you know, playing off the back of it very well.
What happens when you're out there? Like, say you have a good victory it's now KO Stadium. Where was your go-to when you were up there? Where did you go out for a beer afterwards?
The establishment was called Moncomo at the time. I believe the Moncomo Hotel I can't remember what the place was called, but what I will say is an outstanding time, Brian, and one that you, I feel like, would thoroughly enjoy.
Yeah, I know, because you've got a tattoo on your Chaminda Vass of a dolphin, and you're up on the board. Were you the player of the year or player of the grand final? I know you were something up there.
Yeah, I was actually little from column B there, Brian. I got the player of the year, and I got the man of action in the grand final as well.
I knew that. I was just throwing that in there just to see if you were modest and humble.
Hey, back to tour guides. So if he was selling people into the Shire and you had to say, okay, go to this restaurant, have this meal, what would you tip them into, Tobes?
I'd probably say get out of the Shire and go to the eastern suburbs because it's pretty hectic out there. Yeah. A lot more choice.
Yeah.
But I'd say go check out Wonder Beach, go check out Salmon Hall. I'm more of a experiences type of person as a tour guide. I'm not really a restaurateur. You can get good food most places around, but it's more about the gems, the hidden gems that you can't really get anywhere else. That's sort of what sells a place to me. You know what I mean?
Wholesome shit.
What about the wholesome shit that Blakey Johnson did? Did you get across that at all, the local surfer down there?
Yeah. We a whole bunch of the boys actually went out and surfed with him. I had a good little wave with him as well. I don't know how he did what he did. Mm. We were out there for an hour with him, and it was actually pretty solid swell as well. And you know, after about an hour, we were bugging, and he ended up doing 39 more and catching about 500 waves. So, yes. Yeah, got around that. That was a really good day and very good, worthy cause as well, the Chubby Pulling Foundation.
Yeah, no, I can't believe he did it either.
I know.
I had my reservations, but 700 waves, just phenomenal.
What got me, so we had to, Wednesday night, I think we spoke to him Wednesday afternoon, and then late that night, he's in the water early hours. Then the next night, I'm coming back from the football Manly in Parramatta, and he's still got another night in front of him. Yeah. It was huge. But that's the Chumpy Pullman Foundation. Tobes, give us another plug for your achievements there with the hair.
Yeah, so we've raised, just checked it then before you guys called up, just shy of 42,000. So pretty stoked about it. Also going to do round six. We have the bye, and I'll be shaving my eyebrows then as well, so we can get some money for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'd do it, unfortunately, and now I've got to, you know, I like Brian, I'm a man of my word, so I've got to back up what I've said. Yeah. So, it's you know, I was just stoked to get my goal of 10, let alone 40. So just pretty much stoked, I'm sure. It's safe to say.
Is everything going? Every bit of hair? What about the Rubik's? They're gone? Or they're already gone?
Town halls.
Can you? What is the Rubik's exactly?
Rubik's Cube.
Oh, Rubik's Cubes. Yeah. Of course. Yes. No. They don't really grow at the moment. Actually,
yeah. Right.
Not much sunlight going on. They're sort of always kept at a very low height of hair.
Mm. A lot of people I've noticed, rugby league players, a lot of them laser their legs. I knew Adam Dewey because we got to massage them during the off season. That sounds a bit weird, but yeah, he didn't have a brass razoo of hair on his legs. Are you finding that with the younger players that they're getting laser now?
Yeah, they're kind of freaks. Yeah, I have seen that a little bit. Very strange. I don't really know what the whole point is. If it's just an aesthetic thing, or if they like the feeling of it, like a nice, you know, shaving woman's legs, and they just like the feeling of touching them themselves.
That's what I think.
Can't get any action. I don't know. It's a bit strange. Maybe makes them a bit faster. There's so many things, but like ABC. I mean, I won't.
Yeah, assume nothing.
I don't assume, believe anything.
Let's finish. Right. Let's finish with that. No, assume nothing. Mm. Believe no one. Don't let them tell. And confirm everything. So I need you to, when you go in the showers tomorrow, get up to Connor Tracy and go. Show us your Neville Begg. I want to have a look at it, and your Rubik's too. We better go because it's 5:30. There's kids in the car.
Yep.
Thank you very much, though, Tobes. You've killed them once again. We're going to get you on some reality show. I don't know what it is.
And make sure when it's all sort of uploaded, the potty, send us a note, mate, and we'll give it a big plug here on the Run Home with Joel and Fletch.
I really appreciate that, boys. We'll do 100%.
And I'll see you in a couple of weeks on the potty.
Yeah, stuck in the middle. See you there.
Stuck in the middle. I thought you were saying something else then, but it's stuck in the middle.
Toby Rudolph, keeper. The board's lit up again. Keeper. Worldsgreatestshave.com.au and leukemiafoundation.org.au. There's the great Toby Rudolph. We appreciate his time.